AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. For the first time since the Capitol riot, former security officials are testifying publicly. The AP's Sagar Magani reports they're blaming intelligence failures and each other for the violence.
Ex-Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun told two Senate panels that based on intelligence before the riot, he'd prepared for a mass demonstration with possible violence.
What we got was a military-style coordinated assault on my officers.
Sun says he only found out yesterday that his officers received an FBI report the day before the attack warning of potential war at the Capitol, stunning Senate Homeland Security Chair Gary Peters.
How can that happen? How can you not get that vital intelligence?
Sund and other Capitol security officials who resigned under pressure after the attack are faulting each other for not being prepared, including disputes over why the National Guard was not requested sooner. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN's atomic watchdog confirms Iran has started enriching uranium up to 20% purity, a technical step away from weapons grade. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says some teachers and law enforcement officers will be the next groups to get coronavirus shots.
We're going to get a federally supported site in Miami-Dade. We think it's going to happen next week. We want that for 65 and up, but we also want that to be open. Any sworn law enforcement teacher, I think, will start age 50 or above.
Right now, Florida limits vaccines to people 65 and older and frontline medical providers like doctors and nurses. President Biden will be traveling to Texas at the end of the week. The state is working on recovery from a devastating winter storm that left many people without power or clean water. The president's pick for Health Secretary Javier Becerra told senators tackling the coronavirus pandemic will be his first priority if confirmed, but he will focus on other issues such as expanding health insurance coverage. This is AP News. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the economy remains in the grip of the pandemic. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
The economic recovery remains uneven and far from complete.
Testifying before the Senate Banking Committee, Fed Chair Jerome Powell added,
"The pace of improvement in the labor market has slowed."
Powell says the path of the economy continues to depend on the path of the virus and measures to control its spread.
Continued progress in many industries has been tempered by significant losses in industries such as leisure and hospitality.
However, Powell does see an improved outlook in the months ahead.
In particular, ongoing progress in vaccinations should help speed the return to normal activities.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says at least 160 public Confederate symbols were taken down or moved from public spaces in 2020. The movement to remove these symbols from public spaces became part of the national reckoning on racial injustice following the May death by police of George Floyd. Ed Donahue, AP News.